God could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Hannah and Raven, it's the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Today, we've got both Steve and Wendy on the line together. Wendy, let's start with you. What's going on here?
I'm a single mom. My daughter is in high school, and I recently started dating one of her teachers.
Congratulations.
Thanks, but...
Is that you, Steve, or are you her brother here for moral support, or are you the teacher?
Hey, listen, you know what?
You're the teacher. I can already tell from your hesitation, you're the teacher. Okay, right, all right.
Yeah, he's the teacher. He's committing the crime.
So what's the problem here?
We haven't told my daughter yet, and he's not the most beloved teacher. That's the other problem.
Oh, okay.
He is not the favorite teacher, put it that way.
Yeah.
And he teaches geometry, and he is kind of a hard ass. And so I do not think she's going to react well to this. And he wants to tell her, and I'm hesitant.
I think we should just rip the Band-Aid off and just tell her.
I mean, on the one hand, I think I agree with you, Steve, that the longer you wait, obviously issues typically become larger. As long as you're not doing it to rub it in the daughter's face and be like, I'm your least favorite teacher, and I'm hanging out with your mom. How you like me now?
Well, wait, hold on. Can I say one thing?
Yes.
He's not a jerk in day-to-day life. He's just sort of like...
Just in the classroom, then?
Yeah.
Steve, how do you respond when you hear people say this?
Hey, you know what? I teach geometry, not how to dance around like little girls. You know what I mean? This is real life. I'm just trying to prep these kids for reality, and the longer we wait, it's just going to get worse, so.
I guess so. He's like, listen, geometry doesn't have to be sexy. He's like, you know what I mean?
It is what it is.
All right.
Shapes are shapes.
All right, I'm not dressing it up for you people, all right? Learn it.
Exactly.
Because you're going to need it. Learn it. Fair enough. So, I mean, this seems pretty straightforward then. Basically, the vote is tell or not tell, right?
I guess I'm so nervous that if we tell her, then she's either going to get really upset and then her grades are going to slip.
Not in geometry.
Or she's going to take advantage and try to get a good grade without doing anything and make him feel guilty.
Like every other high school student that's ever existed. One suggestion here, no matter what happens, I would say this is that, Wendy, you tell your daughter alone and then you guys have a conversation, all of you together, after, at some point after that. But you don't tell her together. I mean, you just started dating. It's not like you're getting married.
No, absolutely not.
All right. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I guess.
All right. This is going to be simple. Either you're with Wendy, keep it a secret for a little while longer, wait until the opportunity presents itself to go ahead and tell your daughter, or you're with Steve, which says, rip the Band-Aid off right now. A plus C equals I'm dating your mom, and you're just going to have to live with it, people. Maybe that's algebra. Either way, call us now, 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Of course, we're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court in the Boardwalk Marina Stratford. Temperature right now, it's 25 in Trumbull. Wendy and Steve have a disagreement as to how to break the information to her high school age daughter that she's now dating one of her teachers.
Events that happen in high school can be traumatic. They stay with you for life. You have to tell her. She's going to find out. If she finds out herself, it's going to be worse.
There's no way that your daughter's ever going to forget the time that you dated the geometry teacher.
Right.
Doesn't matter how it works out. She's never going to forget this. 1-800-330-9999. The question is, who tells her and how quickly do they tell her? Wendy wants to tell her daughter down the road, if at all. Steve says, let's get this over with. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side, but I would wait until Christmas break.
So you would wait until she's actually out of school?
Yeah. So it gives her time to absorb and not go back right away to her friends and say, you won't believe what's happening in my house.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the vision of him coming down the stairs in Christmas pajamas on Christmas morning?
I would definitely have a video camera for that one.
Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. All right, we still want to hear from you. Whose side are you on, Wendy and Steve? Do you or don't you tell your daughter that you're dating the teacher? 1-800-330-9999. Wendy and Steve have been dating for a couple months now. Turns out, Steve is the teacher, the math teacher of her high school age daughter. Wendy says, we don't need to tell her anytime soon, but Steve says, let's get this over with. Anna and Raven, Star 99.9.
I understand why Wendy's nervous. Her daughter's not going to be happy either way, but she has to know. And she has to know soon before she finds out from someone else.
Right, right. You have got to be the one to break the news to her. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, my God. How long have you been dating?
Couple months now.
Let's wait okay, so let's get serious. And why interrupt this girl's school year? Wait at least to the end of the year if it's, you know, if it's a serious matter. I mean, this is going to freak the kid out if she's in the classroom.
Right.
And then she has to deal with her feelings. Mm-hmm. I'm totally on the mom's side.
Right, but if they get caught first. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Well, I think I'm going to be alone in this, but I don't think they should be dating at all.
Oh!
I think she's ruining her daughter's school life. I mean, because you said that the teacher is a jerk to the kids, once this gets around to her friends, and it will, she's just never going to want to go to school again.
Thank you for the call. Have a great morning. Let love go by the wayside, she says, Steph, because you've got to do the bigger thing.
There are plenty of other fish in the sea, Mom.
Mm-hmm. Ann and Raven, whose side are you on?
Yay, I'm on the mom's side. Actually, I'm in nobody's side. I think they are just giving this girl too much credit. She's the mother. I mean, she's the one who runs the household. She doesn't need to be afraid of this girl.
Get in your room and play on your cell phone, teenager. I'm done with your lip.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda Westport Couples Court, it's Wendy and Steve. And the votes are with you today, Wendy. It's your daughter. You can take your time. Wait until this becomes a little bit of a bigger thing. Steve, I understand it's awkward for you, but it's not your call.
Hey, listen, you know what would be a good time to tell her? Parent-teacher conference.
Right.
Oh, my God. You're just evil sometimes.
I mean, I like that you're having a little bit of fun with it. It could be so much weirder, but you are there to make it maximum uncomfortable. It's kind of like watching The Office. I love it. All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us today. Either way, I wish you luck. Of course, If anybody else has an issue, you can always email us, couplescourt@star999.com.